So I teased it a little bit, and it was an announcement yesterday by the Biden regime that they are going to end homelessness in addition to ending cancer. That's right. He released a plan. It's a very good plan. He released a plan that he and the regime are going to end homelessness. Isn't that great? I think that is just super sweet and nice. And oh, it just gives you the feels. Except it's just unattainable. It's a laughable, it's from hotair.com, a laughable plan to end homelessness. Which, I don't know. In an economic downturn and the importation of millions, he's allowed a lot. Well, I mean, this is just a number that's being pushed around. 4 million illegal aliens have entered the country in the last 16 months. If you allow 4 million, let's just say that is the number. If you allow 4 million illegal immigrants into the country, you can't eliminate poverty because there's only so many jobs at this point. There's only so many jobs. And the fact is, a lot of people got to work too in the era of inflation and this recession that we are indeed in, to make ends meet. This is from Jazz Shaw at hotair.com. A new announcement came out today. This is yesterday. From the U.S. Interagency Council on the Homeless. It's a very, very pretty name for it, right? They're all interagencies and all of these other things that need to be done. Considering how out of control the homeless problem is in so many American cities. I don't know if you've been to an American city lately. Austin, terrible. Terrible. Homeless problem is off the chain. The people literally live in campsites out front of people's doors. They passed a motion allowing that. You can't even kick people out. I think it was very interesting. When I lived in Rhode Island, and I used to go into Providence often. I worked in Providence, went to college in Providence, lived in Providence. Yeah, I worked. My dad, my family was involved with a soup kitchen called Macaulay Ministries. If you're up in the Northeast and you're looking for a charity to donate to this year for almsgiving, Macaulay Ministries in Rhode Island. Great soup kitchen, great people up there. We'd work with this homeless shelter. My dad did free contract work for them. He did a lot of renovations for them. I've dealt with a lot of homeless people growing up and were worked within that community. But when I moved to Texas, I never saw homeless communities or camps. And I remember the first time I was driving back from a soccer game. It was, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night. Driving back, and the head coach, he said, "Do you see those tents? Do you see when you're coming off the off ramp? You're coming off the highway, off the off ramp into Fort Worth. You see that? If you look real quick, you'll see the homeless camp here in Fort Worth." And it was one of these off ramps, and it was just a half a mile stretch of just tents and tarps and all these other kinds of things. Never saw it before in my life. Now I see it everywhere. In Fort Worth and Dallas, it's real bad. And working in the city, you see it a lot as well. But the homeless are people who are homeless are a real problem, and it's going to get worse. As these homes, somebody brought up a very interesting point. I think it was Luke Gronkowski on Timcast one time, which is why he's okay. He's an anarchist libertarian type, so I give him a pass because, he's like, but people ask, where did all the workers go? So, and he's like, they're homeless now. Because when COVID came, they couldn't work. These were part-time workers. or gig workers. And when everything shut down, they couldn't afford their rent. They got kicked out. The homeless population is something that we, and especially we as Catholics, it's a tough thing for us to deal with here. Because what do? You can give money to the St. Vincent de Paul Society, if that's the right one. I think I'm saying it correct. You can give money to your local soup kitchen. But in these cities, they incentivize the homeless population. Let me get back into the article. I suppose it's good that they're trying to do something. Unfortunately, the USICH managed to turn the announcement into a campaign advertisement for the Biden regime. And they credit him with coming up with a plan that will supposedly cut the number of homeless people in the country by 25% in the next 3 years. Yeah, that's impossible. That'd be great to see, but the plan is based on the success of previous plans, and everything in the document has been tried before. The title of the document immediately reveals the political nature of the announcement. It reads, quote, "After halting the rapid rise of homelessness, the Biden-Harris regime announces a plan to reduce homelessness by 25%. By 2025. How did they stop the rapid rise of homelessness? How do you keep that metric? Do you run to every homeless person and tell them, were you homeless before or are you homeless now? When were you previously homeless? Are you not homeless? Do you track them on the trains? Who's the Biden regime official that's going under the overpasses and interviewing every single homeless person? Because I guarantee you, homelessness has not dropped by 25% in Texas. Not at all. And it's going to be terrible. In fact, I know Mike read it this morning, but yeah, we have this announcement from our good friend Daniel Rodriguez that, Friday, December 23rd is going to be very cold. The faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy religion demand we take care of our own homeless, destitute population. Hot food, warm clothes, especially blankets, are key items. If you are in Fort Worth or Dallas, Our Lady Guadalupe in Dallas and St. Patrick's Cathedral. If you're ever in Fort Worth, St. Patrick's Cathedral is gorgeous. I used to go there a lot. Great thing about St. Patrick's Cathedral is they have noontime confessions. You know, being in a major city. So it's if you have something, if you'd like to donate your time and you're in DFW, go to Our Lady of Guadalupe and in Dallas and St. Patrick's Cathedral in Fort Worth at 3 p.m. on Friday, and with blankets or socks. The thing is, with cold weather, you need your contact points. Head, feet, and wrists. That's why those are the most. If you're ever cold, cover up your wrists. Your wrist is a contact point for heat. Your head is obviously a place where heat escapes, and your feet. Those are the most important places you want to keep covered when you're cold. So, Our Lady Guadalupe in Dallas and St. Patrick's Cathedral in Fort Worth at 3 p.m. Friday, if you'd like to volunteer some supplies or help distribute supplies for the homeless. And that's really an example. I actually didn't plan that, you know, because it would take planning. That's the response, not a government response. This is all just... Here's some of the details. Expand the supply and access of affordable housing and high-quality support. Who gets that? Who gets that? Right? Is there any prioritized? Is if a trans homeless person is on the street and a family of three is on the street, does a trans person get it because they're trans? What is that? Build better system to prevent people from losing their home in the first place. That's pretty laughable, considering in the next 12 months you're going to have many foreclosures and people getting tossed out of their homes. But sure, keep on going. Collaborate across sectors, systems, and jurisdictions. Nonsense sentence. Doesn't do anything. Rely on data and evidence that show what works. Once again, nonsense sentence. Doesn't mean anything. Include people who have experienced homelessness in policy-making decisions. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to Crazy Bob on the corner? Hey, Crazy Bob, how's your experience being homeless? Shut up now. What are you going to bring the homeless people into the White House, Joe?